This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Female Orgasm Podcast, created by the Welcomed Consensus, where we explore the potential of female orgasm, more pleasure, and a better sex life for both men and women. Listen, learn, and be inspired by the innovative research and revealing insights into friendship through female orgasm.
Central researcher Elle gives us a candid account of exactly what inspired her to make an advanced female masturbation video. She describes how she masturbates, the specifics of doing connections to create a full-body orgasm, and how it's added to her sex life with her partner. Since being a central researcher for so many years, tell us about your experiences with masturbation and changes that you've made. Would you say more about that?
I can feel the sensations that are coming from my pussy. I'm so deliberate with my finger and the way that I want to touch my pussy that I don't feel the desire to move my body around. And the more still I am, the more aware I am of the sensations that are coming through my pussy and into the rest of my body. Whereas if when I'm moving, if I ever move different parts of my body or how I used to masturbate and I would move around a lot, that was actually a distraction and it deterred the sensations from growing in my clit and in my body.
Do you masturbate the same way each time?
Every time I masturbate is always a unique experience. Even if I think in my mind I'm going to put the same exact stroke on my clitoris, there is always a different sensation that can arise from it. And even the moment when I think, oh, this feels the same, if I put my attention elsewhere and I think about my perineum and what's going on there, then the orgasm looks different. And it creates different sensations in my body.
What is a favorite frame from creating this masturbation video?
My favorite frame from this experience, when I was doing the connections, and I could feel the sensitivity in my lips and in my nipples and in my introitus just grow. And there's a specific moment when I was stroking my introitus and my clitoris at the same time, and I could just feel the sensation building and building and building at that moment. And I took my finger off my clitoris and I could still feel the compounding effect of the sensations building.
Would you explain to our listeners and viewers how the technique of connections work?
The clitoris is the most sensitive part on my body. And when I start stroking another part of my body at the same time, it connects the sensation. It's a lot of fun to use this technique. You could even, after the first time, feel a different sensation, such as when I was doing my lip, and the sensation building. And I love connections because it makes other acts even more sensitive and more sensual. And I love it when I'll kiss somebody and I can feel that sensation, a direct connection to my clitoris. And I love that. Or when my partner is sucking on my nipple and I can feel this zing of sensation as it goes right to my clit, and it just feels so good.
Describe the technique of connections.
Connections are when you develop a connection between your clitoris and another part of your body. So that when it's something that can develop over time, and so that when another part of your body is being touched, you can feel that sensation in your clit, or just the opposite. If your clit is being touched, you can feel the connection through the rest of your body. And it reminds me of this example that was given to me, but it's like a baby, you know, and if when you touch a baby in one spot, it can feel it everywhere because its whole body is connected and it hasn't separated one part of its body and the senses from one part of its body to the next. Everything is connected. And so connections are a way of re-sensitizing and reconnecting your body to feel everything from one point to another.
When did you learn about connections?
I learned connections through when I took my first common sensuality course. And that was about 7 years ago. And they had the Wellcome Consensus had assigned homework. In that homework was several different exercises that you do. And one of those exercises was connections.
Did you always like direct stimulation on your clitoris?
I have always liked direct stimulation to my clitoris when direct stimulation to my clitoris was done through a trained man. And when I became aware of where my clitoris was, how much sensation it held, I enjoyed it.
In what ways does masturbation affect your sex life with your partner?
Masturbation relates to my sex life a lot with my partner in many, many different reasons. One, it adds to my sex life. There are many times when I will get done in the morning and I decide to masturbate during the day, and then I get done in the evening. And so it allows this great connection and just this great flow throughout the day. And so it only increases and encourages good sensations in my body. And especially if my partner is gone, working for the day, it's like I love him coming home to a turned on body and to me feeling good. And so when I take the time and I turn my body on and I masturbate, I'm taking care of my body. And it feels good for when we see each other again, for me to be in this good place and to get to an even better place when we sex together.
What do you enjoy about getting done, having a deliberate orgasm?
There are many things that I love about getting done. And one of the things I love is the sensations it creates in my body. And it's so much fun when he is just doing me and he hits this other pocket of sensation that he's never hit before, and it creates all these new feelings in my body. I love the way I feel afterwards because I can feel my body and how much more relaxed I am. I feel this confidence. I feel this thing about being a woman. I can feel how right it is in being a woman when I'm getting done and my body's getting filled with orgasm.
When you are masturbating or having a due date, do you go over the edge?
I do not go over the edge every time I masturbate. I still do go over the edge. It's a fun sensation to have. It happens only on occasion. I love the peaking sensation because it's this continuum. And it allows for, you know, after I masturbate or after I get done, it doesn't just end. There's always room for more at that point. And so instead of taking myself over, I love peeking myself and or being peeked while being done. And it just adds so much more and increases intensity and the duration of orgasm in my body.
Are some areas of your body easier to connect?
When I do connections, I certainly find that there's easier places in my body than others. And there's also that point of starting a connection. You know, I remember starting to do a connection and I would feel just, God, I felt like I didn't feel a thing. But I just stuck with it and I just kept it going. And on my nipple was one of the easier places for me to develop a connection. And so was my lip. My introitus, it took some time and encouraging and creating that connection between my clitoris and my introitus. And so first it was just these slow little movements, and then I felt that grow and expand. And so that was, you know, that was a great feeling to have and to know that just over time it just slowly came about and slowly did. And there were times I felt like, is anything really happening? But I knew that it was, and just to have fun with it and approve of any sensation, whether I felt one ghost stroke or none or whatever it was. And soon there were two and then three that developed from it. So that was a lot of fun.
What inspired you to make this advanced masturbation video?
I had been wanting to do this connections video for a long time now, because I've always had so much fun doing connections, and I have just, you know, by doing this video, it was a way for me to have this, you know, have the information that the Welcome Consensus has given to me through courses and, you know, the friendship that I've had with them, and able to extend the information even further because it's fun. Because I love it, because of how much it's added to my life, how much more sensual it has made me feel in my body, and how much, just how much I've gotten from it. It just, it's fun, it's good, and just to have more of that out there in the world is just, you know, if one person watches this and gets it and loves doing connections, it's like I feel like I've contributed and passed this all on, and have had other people, you know, have had that one person experience what I've experienced and be able to make their lives even better.
Thank you, Elle. This has been a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Female Orgasm Podcast. Visit www.welcomed.com to find full transcripts, articles, videos, courses, and more focused on the topic of friendship through female orgasm.